G-Dub, get that man a Shevitz.
Hey, man, take off that keeper. This ain't Yom Kippur.
Fill that glass up with that kosher juice.
Hey, man, get out from under that chuppah. We need to listen to 97.1.
It's the Valley Stud. You know what time it is, player.
97.1. It's 8 o'clock. Time for hot talk.
Yeah.
Make sure the radio dial's in the right spot.
You know it
97.1, time for ear fun.
What?
With my two main men, Conway and Whitman.
All right, welcome, everybody. We are backstage at the Grammys on 97.1 Free FM. Conway and Whitman all night at the Grammys. Then watch them on Sunday. The Knights are with us. Christopher Knight and Adrian Curry, now husband and wife. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Wow.
Take that chair over my foot one more time. I am leaving you. You have stabbed my foot with this chair like four times. It hurts.
Make mistakes like that, and I pay penalties that you don't know. Maybe you do know.
I have now seen it in person, but I can't tell you how many times I've heard, I'm leaving you, if you do that again.
Oh, well, it never comes from me. It's only from him. And he's always serious, like every 3 days.
You know, this is so great because who is the guy who has the show on I'm 46 and single?
Oh, Scott Baio.
Scott Baio, right, okay. So Scott Baio has his show, and, you know, you have a sort of a reality-based show as well. And these guys will do a television show and become hugely popular overnight. You were popular before, and so was Scott. But have you seen Scott's show where they're ruining his life with this marriage?
Well, I think it's Scott's show. So, I mean, I think Scott's has something to do with the
plot. Right.
Yeah,
right.
And the direction of the show. He wants to make sure that if the marriage doesn't work, he can't be blamed for it. Like, somehow she's not going to know that he was an executive producer on the show.
All right. Where do you guys live? You guys live in Los Angeles?
Live in South Bay.
In South Bay?
Yeah.
Wow. Look at you. Enjoying yourself.
Love it down there.
It's Adrian.
Adrian.
Yes.
Adrian, he really threatens to leave you every
all the time.
Couple of times. Mental lapses.
A couple of times a week.
I get frustrated and I stomp my feet.
But is it because you don't get along with her mom?
No.
Or her dad?
No, neither. They're beautiful people. Right. No, at times it just gets, our relationship is pretty raw and it's pretty real and it's exactly what other people go through.
Actually, last week my dad said if he threatened to leave me one more time, he's going to come out with his shotgun.
How many times have you threatened to leave?
I haven't heard that.
Of course
not. That's the first time.
How many times have you threatened to leave?
Oh, I don't know, 9, 10.
How many times have you actually left?
I've never left.
You never left?
No.
You walk out the door and pack your things and act
I've never packed my things.
Yes, you have. You did it on TV.
Well,
on
once, because,
I
did it, and it was recorded, so it's,
it doesn't count.
The history's there for people to watch and judge for themselves.
Right. I always say he's like the woman of our relationship. I'm leaving.
What?
Well, I am. I whine.
Right. But, a good divorce attorney will say never be the first one out of the house. You get hammered.
Yeah.
You gotta make sure that you push Adrian out of the house.
I would never do that.
At some point.
In the future, not that you're thinking that way.
I drive her crazy, she drives me crazy, and then we stay put.
He doesn't want my income to leave. I think that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, between the two, you guys are making tons of money.
By the way, speaking of income and money, the Brady Bunch brings in money or no? There's no residuals? No Brady money?
No Brady money. We were produced in February 74 was the last of our principal photography, and so we came under a contract that predated what they call perpetuity. Came later that year. We went on strike, and that meant that every show that ran from then on out would pay something. Might be pennies, but I mean, it hasn't helped Gary Coleman, but it's still something.
Sure,
all rights revert back after 10 runs in our contract.
Oh, so now, it's over. So
but interestingly, and we have a question into Paramount right now about why it is we haven't seen any reports of DVD sales.
Yet they're popular.
Our DVD rights were not given back through that 1974 contract renegotiation.
And I see it in Best Buy all the time.
Have something that we're owed, but it's just like the studios when they get big.
So is it like a very Brady lawsuit?
No, it's a very Brady discussion right now.
But the way studios work, I'm sure they'll...
You have to
they'll,
be the squeaky wheel.
I'm sure they'll contact you and give you as much money as you deserve, and everything will be great.
Well, we'll probably owe them money because of the way the deficit works. We probably needed to pay them for the production of the DVDs. And, and they're going to say, oh, that's right. You owe us. We haven't collected.
What was your favorite episode when you were the hero? Remember the episode when Peter was the hero and he was in the store and like the shelf was going to fall on the girl? And
I can't forget that show. There's a really interesting anecdote here because I couldn't speak. I was hired because I looked like Robert Reed. But the fact is that I really couldn't speak, especially when anxious and, I was anxious.
because
especially
of the girl.
When there was a word action right before it.
Okay.
So I couldn't speak. So that was the first episode they gave me where I had a lot of lines, and they were really nervous that I wasn't going to be able to do it.
I got a great reality show for you. I know you have a great one of your own, but when your marriage finally doesn't work out. You and Scott Baio move in with each other, and it's the new odd couple.
Excellent idea.
You know, it's funny that's an idea that wasn't Scott, though.
Oh, it wasn't Scott? Who was
it? No, it was Danny.
Oh, Danny Bonaducci?
Yeah, because it really is. I mean, we are different.
Yes,
but
you are.
But this is definitely not going to not work out. You can see how pleased you made.
Yeah, no, she looks really thrilled to be here with you.
She wants to kill all of you.
She can't stand any of us. That's all right, though. I get that at home. I get that at home. Why not get it at work? What the hell? All right, thanks for coming by. When's the show on? What day?
It's on Sunday nights.
Sunday nights.
And then runs all week on VH1.
Sunday
o'clock.
Night, VH1.
10:30. 10.
And 10 o'clock.
10.
All right, that Sunday, 10 o'clock on VH1.
Right.
Thanks for coming by.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, you guys are always very...
You guys, we were wondering why the room got cooler. You guys are the smart ones to open the door.
Oh, yeah,
just you helped everybody. Yeah.
Get a little breeze going through.
Thank you.
Christopher, thank you very much. Very nice to see you. Adrian, thank you for coming by. She's like legitimately pissed.
By the way, she hates you.
No, she hates the...
Because of that, she hates me.
Yeah, she hates us. Sorry, man. If we made anything complicated.
Yeah,
for
sorry.
You.
We apologize for any of the way things turned out. Thanks.
Yeah, wait, Christopher. Right now that she's gone, it really is a pain in the ass, right?
No, it's not. She's young.
How old is she?
25.
And you're
50.
50. All right. And it's a real generation gap that is every 10 seconds you're.
I have no right to becoming staid. Or, like, I can't become, stuck in my ways.
Right, even though you're 50.
But you are stuck in your ways.
Right.
My way's getting blasted about.
But, right, but you're 50, so you've earned it. See, at 50, you should be able to be stuck in your ways.
Yeah, but you get pretty bored with yourself.
Right.
It might be nice and neat, but my life is a lot more interesting now.
But, Christopher, once the show's over, right?
No!
All right, there he goes.
All right, man. Take care of yourself.
There he goes. Christopher Knight. Nice guy.
He is so out, man. He is a foot and a half out that door.
She
got really pissed at us.
Is it guys she doesn't like? Or
no,
like?
it's she doesn't like when we talk about how crappy her marriage is.
Oh, she didn't
but
like
But you know what? That's all you see on TV is how terrible their marriage is.
Of course.
You see him walking out all the time because she's a pain in the ass.
That's their angle.
I know. It's like when you and I... Oh.
Right.
That Christopher Knight's a good guy, and she's pretty hot too.
Oh,
but
she,
you know, sometimes you can say it's done for the air,
right?
And sometimes you know it's like done just for radio. That's authentic.
That's really done.
She really was pissed at us.
It's over.
That Adrian, what's her last name?
Plummer.
Adrian Curry. I guess it's Adrian Knight now, huh?
I thought it was. Is it Curry? Why? I think Plummer. Who's Adrian Plummer?
No, that was
who?
That was Jan in the Brady Bunch.
Oh, Eve Plum.
Eve Plum.
Right.
Plumber. Eve Plummer. All right. All right. Watch that show. It's the... what is that show called, by the way?
I believe it's Bringing Up Brady.
Right.
Bringing Up Brady. All right. Everybody has that same sort of... Everybody's reality show is bomb, bomb, bomb. You know, it's always got the, you know...
Four syllables.
Hanging with the Kardashians. Bringing Up Brady.
Growing Up Gotti.
Growing Up Gotti. I got to tell you the whole thing. I got to lay the whole thing on you. Look at this. Brigitte Nielsen, wow, what a treat this is.
Hello, lovey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
How's the rehab show?
Well, the rehab is awesome.
Yeah?
It's lovely feeling sober and reborn, and, you know, it's incredible. Thank you.
Now, Brigitte, what was it? What was the monkey on your back? Was it drinking? Was it alcohol?
Well, the monkey moved in for a while, and he decided not to leave anymore, and I had to get rid of him. So,
what was it?
Alcohol.
Yeah.
Drinking, serious drinking. I mean, I started drinking late, actually, 28, 29, cocktailing like any other normal person will be cocktailing.
Right.
But the cocktailing went from a double to a triple to a little thing and then like to half a bottle.
Wow.
And
Must have been a lot of fun to be with, though.
Well, I guess I was a lot of fun, you know. You saw me on Surreal Life. I was pretty blasted and a lot of fun. I had fun, but it was just totally over the top.
But you didn't ever seem like an angry drunk. You always seemed like you're laughing and have a good time.
Yes, but it's still not okay.
Yes. I always thought it's the angry drunks that have to quit.
Well, you didn't see me at home,
you
know, with my husband.
Kicking the dogs.
No, I would not kick the dogs. But you do have a personality switch and a change, and you don't have as much patience. However, the alcohol was totally taking over my life. My kids were very upset about it. My husband, who doesn't smoke, and it was just not a good scene. And the buzz in Hollywood was Bridget Nielsen shows up again, and we can tell she's been drinking.
And how long have you been sober?
I've been sober since July 9th, 2007, and I stopped smoking September 4th.
Good for you.
And I gained 30 pounds.
That's okay. That's okay.
Back to smoking and drinking.
Yeah, so, you know, I love food because you can't stop everything, can
you? Basically, I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I would think that someone who's an addict simply replaces something for something else.
It's very interesting you say that because I asked Dr. Drew yesterday, actually. I said, I'm eating my life away. Am I, you know, onto another addiction? And he says, you should watch it because, you know, stopping drinking and smoking everything at the same time will lead you to do other things. So I'm going to be starting a diet. And next time you see me, or maybe we'll speak together again, I will lose the 30 pounds.
Well, you look beautiful.
I don't like to be overweight.
All right. And Dr. Drew is great. I mean,
Dr. Drew is amazing.
Yeah, you probably couldn't have done it without him.
He's an amazing doctor. He's a beautiful man. He's hot.
Yeah.
I mean, when we, the first day in Celebrity Rehab, we find says we're going to meet the doctor. Because I read about him online and everything he's done, but I didn't see the picture. I figured him with a long gray beard. And this gorgeous tall man walks in. So, yeah,
he's
fantastic.
I guess he's got triplets, too.
Yeah.
He does.
He's
he
got
does.
A lot of work at home. A lot of work at
home. I don't know how he does it. He seems to be all over the place, and he's got three kids and a lovely wife.
He does all these appearances. He's on the radio, on TV, and then he goes home, and he's a full-time dad and a full-time...
Well, you know what it is? He's sober.
He's also full of crap, too, and I can say...
No, he's not!
I can say that because I'm a...
He's an opera singer.
No,
he's not.
What do you see? He gets down on everybody's addiction to alcohol and drugs
and sex.
But look at that guy's schedule. He's the biggest workaholic on the planet. Guy's up at 5 a.m. and works until midnight or 12:30 every night.
He's addicted to working.
He's a workaholic. Yes,
yeah,
he
but
is.
You know what?
But,
you know,
there's like no negative connotation attached to that.
Yeah, there's checks, paychecks attached to that.
Well, you're going to have to ask his wife about that, though, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure she's miserable.
Exactly. So there you go.
Yeah, Mrs. Dr. Pinsky, I'm sure, is fine.
Well, she probably would like to see her husband a little bit more, I guess.
I bet she has just enough time.
But don't you think we all have a little bit of that addiction feel to us?
Oh, yeah, everybody. Oh,
there's who's addiction to shopping, addiction to sex, addiction.
Yeah, but you notice this, Brigitte Nielsen is with us. When they show on the news, they show people who are overweight, right?
Right.
They'll never show the picture of their face. They just show their body as they're walking around.
That's so sad.
But when they show smokers, they show the whole put 'em.
Yeah. Well, they always show the worst side of you, of course.
Yeah,
that's terrible, the way it goes. But that teaches you, you better stop it because it looks scary.
Now, Brigitte, I want to touch on something before you go talk to the guys from Hartford or whoever's over there.
Yes.
On the Surreal Life, I would click around, you know, flip on the, you know, the channels going around, and I'd see you on there. I'd stop. Forgive me if I'm out of line.
Go for it.
I think I saw you sleeping with a couple of different guys on that show, didn't
you? No.
That's a different show.
No, I haven't done that show yet, but you never know.
No, but weren't you like in bed fooling around, getting goofy at least?
No, I get goofy with everybody, but not with different guys.
All
no,
right. But there was
no,
one
no,
dude.
Although you may have been blacked out, drunk, and you don't remember it.
No, I was the one sleeping alone on the big plastic, but I don't think anyone wanted me on that show. I was pretty much beep-bopping around on my own topless.
Are you currently married?
Yes, I am. I'm happily married.
How many kids you got?
I have four boys.
Wow. How old?
23, 18, 14, and 12, and my husband is 29. He's right behind me.
Holy Christ.
He doesn't smoke and he doesn't drink, and he's one of the reasons why I'm staying sober.
You have a 23-year-old kid and a 29-year-old husband?
That's correct. That's big mama, man.
How's that in the house?
Now you see why I became an alcoholic. It's a lot of things to see, too.
You have five kids, basically.
Yeah, right. You can say that. I'm legal.
Do you ever see Stallone anymore?
I don't see Sylvester. You know, I know he just, you know, Rocky and Rambo. Now Rambo's out, and all I can do is compliment him because the guy that can do Rocky VI and Rambo at 61 years old is awesome.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, Brigitte, and I'll get you to respond to this. I on the radio, I said, you know what? He's got to stop it. And if more than a few people said, he's got to stop it. An artist, a performer, has got to know, you know, do we need to see at 61 Rambo running through the jungle? I mean, honest to goodness, Brigitte.
I'm going to take his defense in a sense because I obviously know him better than you. You happen to not like it. But the thing is, a lot of people have requested another Rambo. He's got a lot of fans that want to see it. he's not going to do anymore. He is sex workers or not. He's going to die the next time if he makes another Rambo. So I think he made a lot of people happy, and it was a big, big effort for him. I'm like, God, guys, 6 months in the jungle for 61 years. I think he's outrageous.
All right, Brigitte Nielsen, how tall are you, by the way?
I'm 6'1".
And so you're taller than Rambo.
Oh, I'm way taller. But, you know, I always told to... Also
That's
my
why
husband,
you're never in a Rambo movie.
But once
right?
you lay down, it doesn't make a difference.
How old were you when your husband was born?
What do you mean? Well, I'm 15 years younger, so that would make me 15.
You were 15 when he was born.
Yes.
Oh. Right.
That's pretty cool. But you guys, you are so like you three guys together here. You're like, crawling up on me.
Yeah. When you graduated high school, he was three.
Yeah. And who cares?
Right.
The thing is, the thing is, guys. Now, if it was the other way around,
nobody would
that's
say.
Fine.
Now, you're right. You're
that's
right.
Fine. If he was 15 right. and I was just, that's totally
that's
cool.
That's fine. Right.
Now,
it's a double standard.
The in thing is being 45 and hanging out and eventually marry a 29-year-old. It feels great.
Oh, I know.
It feels
all new
awesome.
Energy.
Trust
now you know
me,
why guys do it,
good.
Right?
Huh?
Now you know why guys do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
But then again, it could be fun for a while. Our chemistry is amazing.
Where
we
did
have
you
an
meet?
Awesome relationship. We really do. We met in a restaurant in Switzerland.
Really? Was
yes.
Was he like a waiter or something?
No, he was just there eating a pizza.
Is he American?
No, he's Italian.
Oh,
he's
he
an
is.
Italian style like Sylvester. You
wow.
see, I go back to the old roots.
Can't keep away from those Italians.
But just a bit just a bit younger, yes.
All right. Does he drink?
Does he what?
Drink?
No, he doesn't drink and he doesn't smoke.
That's
oh,
good.
Oh, man.
Good.
All right.
This is what
well,
I said. He's one of the reasons why I'm staying sober. And I don't smoke because I was tempted a couple of times to light up a cigarette. But
he
but
helps
I won't.
You. He helps
he
you.
He certainly helps. And that's another important thing. I mean, let's not joke for a second. If you want to stay sober, rehab is one thing. But coming out of it is facing reality. You need to change friends. Don't go to the friend that lights up a joint or snores cocaine or... offers right. you a vodka.
It seems like a hassle. And I'd rather die with my friends.
Well, there's a lot of friends
like
that don't.
No, come on, Brigitte. It seems like a pain in the ass. It's
if
like when you
wanna,
it's like when you come out of the closet, you got to change friends too, right?
You got to change for a while. If you want to succeed, you have to change for a while. You can't have everything. That's what I told you before. Getting sober and staying sober is not a joyride, guy.
Know.
You know, you gotta have priorities. And I love my husband more than see myself, you know, killing myself with this stuff. And my kids want to see me succeed. They
sure.
love their mom.
Sure, of course.
You know?
Yep.
I'll see you come back in 2 years. You and I will have a drink and a cigarette together.
No, you won't.
Screw you.
Bridget,
hey, it's a pleasure. But you know
very
what?
Nice to
it's
meet
so
you.
Nice to have someone that totally has a different opinion. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
You.
Lots
nice
of love,
to
man.
See
love
you.
America, by the way.
Okay.
Thank you, Brigitte.
All right, Brigitte Nielsen, everybody. Very interesting. Very entertaining.
Very talented.
And yeah.
Yep.
And this show is being brought to you by, let's see here, Michael Clayton. Look at that. Coming to DVD February 19th. Check out Michael Clayton and buy that on DVD. Wow, look at them.
All right, man.
Yeah,
I
she
know.
Seemed pissed at the end.
At the end there, I don't think she liked that.
Well, you know, she's just newly sober. And when you're newly sober, it's like you just found Jesus.
Right,
you
but,
know?
You wished on her drinking.
I didn't wish on her. I said I said in 2 years come back we'll have a shot and a smoke.
Yeah, she didn't like to hear that.
Yeah, but you know what? When people come out and they've discovered Jesus, they get all crazy with it. Yeah. Like I had a friend of mine who discovered Jesus late in life, and this is a guy who drank, smoked, and was with hookers and everything. Right.
Right.
They
right.
discovered Jesus and he stopped everything. And he kept, you know, coming around to all of us and said, "Hey, you should change your ways."
Oh.
And so friends of mine said, "What do we do?" And I go, just give him time. You know, it might be 2 years, it might be 3 years, it might be five, but he'll be back. Just let him go. That happened. We let him go. The guy buzzed around for you know 2 or 3 years. Now he's back drinking, smoking, with the weed, and also in the porno business. Now.
Oh, he added
yeah.
one. He added one.
Yeah, enjoy himself. All right, folks, we're going to give something away here. The 10th caller is going to win a two-night stay at the Palazzo Resort Hotel Casino. That's in Las Vegas. It's Vegas' newest resort. And the Palazzo, go to PalazzoLasVegas.com, P-A-L-A-Z-Z-O, LasVegas.com, and experience the epitome of luxury,
yeah,
young man.
Something else there.
Yeah, you can go look at the jewelry stores over there.
Well, I thought her ring was nice. It's sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with you, dude. I really don't. I mean, yesterday was with the religion. Today it's how, you know, these women have beautiful jewelry.
Well, Kim Kardashian had a beautiful ring. Looked to me like a $75,000, you know, piece of jewelry she was wearing. You know, I take note of that.
Do you get your nails done, by the way?
No, I do not.
You do not?
I do not.
You've never had them done?
No, I have not.
I don't know. All right, gang. Hey, look, Don Barrett's here. It's Conway and Whitman backstage of the Grammys. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Dan Barrett here.